T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About 24 hours ago, the Vikings released Dalvin Cook. I just want to take you through a brief questionnaire about the Steelers to start today's show.
A brief questionnaire?
Yeah, brief questionnaire. I have 3 questions
like
about
that. Like a survey.
For you.
Okay, I love surveys.
Survey love question number 1.
Yep.
Is Dalvin Cook better than Najee Harris?
Yes. Fast answer there. Yes.
Survey question number 2. Do the Steelers want to run the ball to win games in 2023?
Seems like it.
Okay. 2 yeses so far.
Sure seems that that's their intent.
Do they have a lot of cap space? Question 3.
They've got enough.
They have $15 million. They have $15 million in cap space. So if Dalvin Cook is better than Najee Harris, they want to be a run-first team, and they have money available.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they consider Dalvin Cook?
Don't know. Other than this nebulous idea that Najee Harris is about to have some sort of massive breakout season that heretofore nobody would have seen coming. Dalvin Cook had, by a lot of accounts, of all of his full seasons, and I will say 5 out of his 6 in Minnesota were full seasons. Obviously, he had the knee injury and then came back from that. Last year was his worst year by yards per carry. It was his worst year by yards per touch, Pony. And yet he still played every game, ran for almost 1,200 yards, averaged 0.6, over a half yard better per carry than Najee, and about a yard more per touch than Najee. His worst year. Najee last year, 4 yards per touch. Every time he touched the ball, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, 3.8 on the ground. Younger, not that much younger, though. Better? No.
So someone is better than your starting running back. He's a free agent. And you're one of the few teams in the NFL who wants to pound the ball and win with the run in 2023.
Seems like it.
So then why aren't we talking more about him being available? The old, that's not what the Steelers do. Omar Khan is a new sheriff in town. He didn't draft Najee Harris. His predecessor did. I think his coach had a lot to do with that. But we even saw Mike Tomlin undergo a change in philosophy last year.
When he basically had to.
He's not run a guy between the pass and the run 25 times or 30 times a game, something ridiculous like that anymore. They were at that best when they had a 1-2 punch with Najee and Jaylen Warren. It's the first time we saw Mike Tomlin do something that we've clamored for around here for a very long time, the running back by committee approach. First time he ever really utilized it. Even when he had a stable of great running backs, he didn't want to do it. Now, he didn't want to mix in Blunt. He didn't want to mix in D'Angelo Williams.
Bell. Yeah. Now, presumably in your conception, if they were to somehow get Dalvin Cook, it would be a back split with him and Jaylen Warren, and you'd be pushing Najee to the side, right?
I like Warren more than Najee, but I think even in their construct, if they were to sign him, it would be Cook 1, Najee 2, and probably Warren 3. They had 500 rushing attempts last year. That was their most rushing attempts in a season since 2010. And even when you take into account the extra game and you just do rushing attempts per game, it's still their highest mark since the last time they went to the Super Bowl. They want to run the heck out of the ball.
So why do you think they aren't seriously considering him? Because they're not even remotely connected to him other than Joy Taylor saying it, which, of course, in my theory is prominent player, prominent team. Joy is from Pittsburgh. Joy lives in L.A. She mentioned the Rams as another team. You've got your usual hodgepodge of things that can, make a media connection there. We'll connect Dalvin Cook to the Steelers because they're a glamour franchise.
Well, I think it's because in outside of Pittsburgh, there's this belief, and even maybe in Pittsburgh, that they have a number one running back because they used a first-round pick on the guy a couple years ago. So if they already have one, why do they need another one? Well, you need another one because it's a position, as we saw last summer, where a guy can get hurt and banged up, and he looks like a totally different guy. So it's not a finesse position. It's not a position where you feel like the guy gets quarterback treatment where he's put in a bubble. It's probably one of the most brutally physically demanding positions in all of football. And it's a position that you, according to your strategy and philosophy, prioritize more than most teams right now. Because you want to run the ball more than most teams.
You are swimming actively against the current. He would help you do that. He's better than anybody you have on your roster.
So the quick dismissal of this being, well, that's not what the Steelers do. And that's not the Steelers' MO. That's not the Steelers' way.
Wait, who did you see the quick dismissal from?
Well, I haven't really heard anybody connect dots, which I get, but when you actually think about it, it should be a topic.
Who would you rather them spend all that money? They got about $15 million, like you said, of cap room to maneuver with. If I could give you one of these two very well, not well-traveled, but very high-profile players, Cook or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'd take Hopkins, but I don't think Hopkins is going to sign for less than $15 million a year because of Beckham, and then all of your cap space is shot on one guy. We know that Cook's not going to get anywhere close to that money.
What do we think Cook's going to get?
Probably like 5 or 6.
You know what I like most about it as an idea? I didn't dismiss it out of hand this morning. I kind of did the old, I looked at his stats and I said, all right, he is as good roughly based on the numbers as I thought he was. He's better than what they have.
But I don't blame you if you just like looked at it and moved on to the next thing.
I looked at it and moved on because of what you said there, though, because I think they have telegraphed that they believe they have their number one guy. I think they want to build this offense still this year around Najee Harris, even though they admitted last year that Jaylen Warren deserves some touches. My thought is, though, if they were to get Dalvin Cook, they would be doing what I think smart teams do now, which is take somebody else's highly drafted running back. Now, they did the dumb thing by picking Harris in the first round. They shouldn't have done it. But we saw the Bucs do it with Tom Brady and Fournette. Take somebody else's highly drafted player at that position after their first tour of duty with somebody else, sign them for whatever, something that isn't an insane amount of money, and let them go to work. Let them cook in this case. That part I'd like, because that to me is good process anymore in the NFL. You think a guy fits with how you block and how you think there's something left in the tank there and you can get him at the right price and he's not a rookie and you didn't spend a first-round pick on him? That's all good.
First tweet in, you can't do it because the Alec Highsmith contract situation. Yes, you can. The way that they structure contracts, you probably would actually save money against the cap with the way they'd restructure things with an extension. So that argument doesn't even work.
Now, you would want Cook for 1 year, right? Just 1 year, $5 or $6 million, wham, bam, thank you.
I do the deal where you pretty much had an option, where there wasn't a lot of guaranteed money. And if he had a great year and still looked like he could do the job, and you still wanted to use that amount of cap space or money on a running back, well, then you have him, you run it back again the following year. But as far as 2023 goes, you're trying to win as many games as you possibly can this year. I guess you can roll over some cap space like their cell phone minutes or whatever, but if you're going to try, like they claim, like they're trying to win every year, you still have $15 million at your disposal. We know what kind of team you want to be, you want to run it, and there is somebody available who is better than your starting running back. So you owe it to yourself, I think, to at least consider the guy. You have a coach who's more open-minded to this kind of thing now. He showed it last year. He played an undrafted rookie at times over a first-round pick. He saw Dalvin Cook. I was at that game. Dalvin Cook had one of the best performances by a running back against the Steelers ever.
He was running through holes that were so big, literal cars could have been driven through. There was a behind-the-play view where I said, I think me or Pony could have gotten at least 6 yards there before we got killed.
He had 150 yards at halftime. Yep. I thought I was in the building. I thought I was going to watch the greatest rushing yard performance ever.
You thought he was playing against a running back college team. Do you think? Here's the question about whether or not they're quietly interested in him or not, and I haven't heard any inkling that they are. That was the TJ Watt draft.
Either have I. I'm saying they should be.
No, I understand that. That was the, what was that, the TJ Watt draft, right?
He came into the league. I don't have his thing in front of me, but he's, what, 28? So, yeah, he would have come in 2017.
And he was picked as a second-round pick, so he wasn't super highly drafted. I don't know why I thought he was a first in my head, but he went 10 picks after, 11 picks after Watt. So, like, I want to know, did they take a look at him? Were they curious about him that year? because that would telegraph.
Did he come in for a visit? Yeah, that kind of thing. Probably not, because they still had Bell.
That would telegraph.
But then again, they drafted
though,
James Conner.
That would telegraph to me their level of interest here. How interested were they when he actually got drafted?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.